At that time, when the number of believers had increased, it happened that those from foreign lands complained against those who were natives of the country because the natives were neglecting their widows in the distribution of daily aid. So the 12 apostles called together the whole community of disciples and said to them, "It's not right for us to neglect teaching the word of God in order to distribute food. Therefore, brothers, select 7 men from among you who have a good reputation and are full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, so we can appoint them for this duty. As for us, we will devote our time to prayer and to the ministry of the word of God." The whole assembly was content with this opinion. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, who had converted to Judaism earlier. The assembly brought these 7 before the apostles, who placed their hands on them and prayed for them. And so the word of God kept spreading, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem was increasing rapidly, and a very large number of priests accepted the faith. Stephen was full of God's grace and power, and he was doing wonders and great miraculous signs among the people. But he was opposed by some members of a house of worship called the House of Freedmen. They were Jews from Cyrenaica and Alexandria as well as from Cilicia and Asia. They began to argue with Stephen, but they could not defeat him because of the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gave him when he spoke. So they incited some people to say, "We heard this man speak blasphemy against Moses and against God." In this way they stirred up against him the people, the elders, and the religious scholars. So they arrested him and brought him before the high council. Then they brought false witnesses, saying, "This person does not stop speaking against God's holy house and against the Torah. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the temple of God and change the customs we received from Moses." So everyone present in the council looked at him, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.